This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, and an address on file. Dear gentlemen, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Carolyn Fuke, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Last name is F-U-Q-U-E, period. On July 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 30-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 150 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 11th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury. When she was on a highway and a vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the passenger rear side, period. The vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. The patient was in a small Dodge Dart, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and the next day had pain in her low back, her wrist, comma, her hip, comma, her mid-back, comma, anxiety, comma, and PTSD, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day she is having pain in her low back, down her left leg, period. She is still experiencing anxiety and PTSD, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told that she had bulging discs and had surgery, period. In the surgery, they removed a couple discs and was replaced with an artificial piece of hardware, period. She states her pain is constant, comma. It is a burning and throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. Initially, she had radiating pain down a leg to the back of her knee, period. The sciatic pain did resolve after surgery, but she still has low back pain, period. New paragraph. The anxiety and PTSD manifests itself daily, period. She is presently on medication for this, period. It is intermittent, approximately 2 hours per day, period. It manifests itself as fear, comma, stress, comma, bad dreams, comma, and episodes of hyperventilation, period. She sees a psychiatrist regularly every 1 to 2 months, period. She states that she has seen the psychiatrist dozens of times since this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that night she was seen in the emergency room at Clark Memorial Hospital in Jeffersonville, Indiana, period. She was treated and released after an exam, period. She saw a chiropractic physician a couple times. She also saw an orthopedic doctor for her spine and had an MRI, period. She was referred for two injections in her low back, period. She was referred to a back surgeon and did ultimately have back surgery, period. She also saw a pain management doctor, period. She has been going to pain management every 3 months, period. She sees a psychiatrist and has been seen dozens of times since this injury, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems riding a horse, comma, lifting children, comma, running, comma, sitting over several hours, walking over a mile, driving over 90 minutes, sex, sleep, being in crowds, and long drives, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, Lamictal, gabapentin, Prilosec, Claritin, and Naprosyn, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes hydrocodone, Lamictal, gabapentin, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals allergy and heartburn, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a low back surgery for this automobile accident, period. She has also had wisdom teeth unrelated removed in the past, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never has had sciatica in the past, period. The patient never had anxiety or PTSD in the past, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, period. In June of 2024, she had a minor automobile accident where she was sideswiped, period. There was no injuries or emergency room visit, period. There was no, the patient has not had work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is presently a FedEx delivery driver, period. She initially missed 2 months of work and then couldn't work 1 year after the automobile accident, period. At that time, the patient was making carpets for trucks, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Clark Memorial Hospital Emergency Room, May 12, 2021. A state's 27-year-old female presents tonight with history of motor vehicle accident, period. Was the driver struck on the passenger side, period. Complaining of mid-thoracic back pain, period. Musculoskeletal, they did noted abnormalities on examination, period. Radiographs were negative, period. Emergency room diagnosis is motor vehicle accident, hypertension, strain of the thoracic region, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine were negative, period. Kentucky, psychiatry, 27-year-old female with history of depression, anxiety, mood lability, ADHD, PTSD, history of trauma and abuse, period. Hasn't seen psychiatry or had close care for some time, period. This was dated May 10th, 2021. I'm sorry, not May 10th. This was dated October 5th, 2021. Note. Their assessment is severe major depression, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and attention deficit disorder, period. Another note from Kentucky Psychiatry, January 11th, 2024. Since her last appointment has been in a traumatic car accident, period. Anxious to drive, flashbacks, period. Assessment, severe major depression, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Records Norton Leatherman Spine, Norton, N-O-T-O-N, R-T-O-N, Leatherman, L-E-A-T-H-E-R-M-A-N, spine, January 7th, 2022. Visit diagnosis is lumbar disc herniation, L4-5 with radiculopathy, period. Degenerative disc disease, period. Lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy, period. Their history is 28-year-old female who presents the office today for second opinion, period. 27-year-old female who has had years of low back pain, period. She was involved in an MVA in May, and since then, she says it is much worse. Constant low back pain with all activities, period. She did get an MRI, showed she had severe degenerative disease in protruded and ruptured disc, period. On exam, range of motion or spine is decreasing. Positive straight leg raising, period. Assessment. Appears to have advanced degenerative disc disease at L4-5 in 5-1 with protruded or ruptured disc, period. Recommend we get some epidural blocks and pain management, period. I suspect with her severe combination of back pain and also radiculopathy that surgery may need to be done, period. Imaging January 7th, 2022, x-rays of the lumbar spine, MRI of the lumbar spine showed advanced degenerative disease at L4-5 and 5-1 with a large central protrusion, completely occluding the canal with only about 10% remaining, period. She also has a protruding disc at L5-S1, period. Office visit note, July 14th, 2022. Last seen January 22 by Dr. Dimar, D-I-M-A-R, for a large disc herniation at L4-5, period. Pain is located in the lumbar spine, which came on suddenly, has been present for 6+ months, period. Is associated with light right lower extremity, period. Norton Hospital note, October 18th, 2022. Admission diagnosis, spinal stenosis of lumbar region with radiculopathy. Lumbar disc herniation L4-5 with radiculopathy, period. Hospital course, patient was admitted following elective bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 lumbar discectomies, which she tolerated the procedure well, period. Norton Hospital note, October 18th, 2022, procedure performed. Bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 lumbar discectomies, period. Indication is she has been complaining of chronic progressive low back pain and bilateral leg pain, period. She failed conservative treatment, period. Office visit note, February 11th, 2022. Diagnosis, displaced lumbar intervertebral disc with radiculopathy, comma, spinal stenosis of lumbar region, comma, chronic pain syndrome, period. HPI, 28-year-old female, presents for initial evaluation of pain located in the low back, period. It radiates in the posterior aspect of the left lower extremity, period. The pain came on several years ago and has been progressing, period. Office visit note, pain management, February 2nd, 2024. Assessment, chronic pain syndrome, comma, status post-lumbar discectomy, comma, inflammation of the left SI joint, comma, lumbar DDD with radiculopathy, comma, myofascial pain, period. plan is regular back exercises and take medicine as prescribed, Norco period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 11th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, the patient presented with severe anxiousness and nervousness, period. Her gait was normal, period. Examination of the skin revealed an 8-centimeter vertical scar mid-lumbar region due to surgery from this automobile accident, period. The scar is unsightly and hypertrophic and certainly would require a revision, period. Let me correct on her gait when I said her gait was normal. Let's correct that. Her gait was abnormal with a slightly flexed pattern, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 76 degrees left and 88 degrees right. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was palpable tenderness and heat, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion of the lumbar area with flexion diminished by 24 degrees and extension by 10 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the left anterior thigh. There was a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. Pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic trauma, strain, and pain improved. Number 2, low back pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, radiculopathy, comma, herniated nucleus pulposus at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. These herniated discs resulted in surgery on October 18th, 2022, period. This automobile accident aggravated her prior degenerative disc disease and back pain, period. Number 3. Anxiety and PTSD aggravation, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of May 11th, 2021, period. The automobile accident of May 11th, 2021 was a major contributing factor in the need for surgery on October of 2022, period. This automobile accident of May 11th, 2021 aggravated her pre-existing anxiety and PTSD, period. New paragraph. In terms of an impairment rating, the patient does have a permanent impairment in the lumbar area as well as the anxiety from the automobile accident of May 11th, 2021, period. This would be difficult to quantify due to her prior medical history and prior problems with her back and anxiety, period. As a patient ages, she would be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that she may need additional surgery down the road. if her earlier back surgery fails by a manifestation of a reoccurrence of the sciatic pain, period. She is currently getting pain management and psychiatric care, period. Estimated cost of these treatments. Would be approximately $2,000 a year for each of these services, period. The patient will certainly need pain management for the remainder of her life, period. Psychiatric care would probably be an additional 3 to 4 years, period. Ongoing medications will cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Her lumbar disc surgical scar is unsightly and hypertrophic, period. I do suggest that she get a plastic surgical revision of this scar, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatments, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.